And it is a Tuesday. Rupert's on news today. Hello, hello, Rupert.
Hello, Steve. How are you?
Have I ever told you that whilst your name is Rupert Reed, in my head, I always want to think it's Rupert Giles?
Ah, who's Rupert Giles?
Do you not know who Rupert Giles is?
No.
He is the mentor of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
In the series?
No, in real life.
Oh, right.
What? Yes, no. In the TV series.
I've been quite gullible today. I hadn't come across him.
Oh, well, there we go. Stuart Head. Anthony Stuart Head. Anthony, yeah. Is that the name of the guy? You know the guy from the Nescafe adverts? I'll
right.
Pop around to see if I could borrow some coffee and maybe...
oh, guy. Yes, with the attractive daughter who is in The Inbetweeners as Carly.
Really?
I think so. Have I just completely got confused about someone else?
We're doing it. We're off topic here. What's the Carly?
Carly Inbetweeners.
Because I know what's her name. Kate Robinson's got a daughter who's in that.
Oh, maybe I've got confused.
Have you got confused between Anthony Stuart Head and Kate Robinson?
No,
Kate Robinson.
Emily Head, who played Carly D'Amato in The Inbetweeners, is the oldest daughter of actor Anthony Head.
Who's the mum? It's not. Oh, hello.
Were you talking about Anthony Head, or have I just completely?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's his daughter. Yeah.
So who's Kate Robbins?
Oh, I don't know.
What's happened? Right, Kate Robbins' daughter.
Am I going to get banned from the company internet for this?
Are you not doing private
search?
Oh,
yes.
You're a fool to yourself.
She's
oh.
Charlotte Hinchcliffe.
Ah.
And, yeah.
I'm not sure what's just happened. I think what has happened is two men rapidly approaching middle age have just Googled for younger women on the internet.
We should really carry this on in the pub, shouldn't we?
Oh, dear. So the reason I wanted you to join me on the show for this little bit, and already we've lost credibility, but I was going to say, I realised when I was getting ready this morning, we have unique skills. You know, like Liam Neeson in that film?
Yes.
Taken 2, where he's got a unique set of skills. And I thought, we've got a unique set, because you're a newsreader, you can make things seem very serious and very appropriate. And I'm a commercial radio disc jockey, I can make it seem like I'm excited about the prospect of playing a song by Celine Dion. It is a very unique set of skills.
Yeah.
So I was going to say to you, you know, a little bit of chit-chat, kind of like, what have you been up to? But I wondered if you could present that information to us in the form of a news bulletin.
Okay. Shall I give it a go?
Yeah. Do you want to do that? I can throw you a music bed.
Oh, brilliant. Even better.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen. Oh, sorry. Because I'm a commercial radio DJ.
Yeah.
On the way, a great song by Celine Dion. First, though, time to get you up to date with the latest Rupert news.
And with the Rupert Reed News, I'm Rupert Reed. It's been an exciting few days. Yesterday, I went to Poundland. Times Rupert Reed reports from the scene.
Well, Rupert, I'm Rupert, here in the discount retailer where you came in earlier and brought a slightly unusual array of items. Firstly, some bandage tape to support limbs. I understand that this is for your wrist, as you are working one-handed at the moment. Quiet at the back there. The real reason is that you're currently having to pet your dog Winston during news bulletins. This is because your wife is away for 6 weeks and you forgot to arrange for anyone to look after him. So he comes to work with you, which has caused some amusement, as some visitors have called the dog Rupert, thereby suggesting that anyone could read the news.
Thanks, Rupert. Other items in my basket included bread, cheese, crisps, and 6 bottles of water after I discovered that for £4 you could buy the ingredients to make 6 Boots meal deals. It really has been a riveting week.
Wow, that is that's an episode of Rupert News. Do you know what? I think we've got a regular feature every single time you do some news.
I've made it.
We are up to date with some Rupert news. Oh, beautiful work. Well, thank you very much for joining me and giving us the update. So when are you in again tomorrow?
I am, yeah.
I got a bad feeling we're doing Rupert news after the 2 o'clock news, yeah?
Awesome.
Sweet. See you then. Have a good one.